White, Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan. December 18, 1889. Dear Mary, we received your good letter and was pleased with your true, brave, noble, self-sacrificing spirit. We do not cease to pray for you and your dear little ones, and for the family. Last Sabbath I spoke to a full house upon the necessity of walking in the ways of the Lord, and arousing the soul to most earnest endeavor to save souls. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Our meetings commenced in verity yesterday, Wednesday. I was appointed to speak last night. I felt that sermonizing was not the essential thing now. We want to make some decided move on the Lord's side. After speaking a short time upon this subject, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. I went into earnest labor, called for those to come forward who desired to seek the Lord and give themselves wholly to His service. In response, 64 came forward. Not many small children, but students, youth attending our college. The Spirit of the Lord was in our midst. Fervent prayers were offered, and the Lord did draw nigh to us, and that to bless. We greatly desire to see a work done here in Battle Creek. While I was writing in the early morning hours, Professor Prescott tapped at my door, and we had some talk in regard to the very best means to be employed to reach the students and help them to advance in obtaining a solid experience in the things of God. We devised ways and means to secure the best results during this week of prayer. He solicited me to attend the meeting at the college at 5 p.m. today. I consented to go. He seems to always be desirous for my help. He keeps the testimonies before the school, and he tries to make them of importance before the students. I am also urged to speak in the chapel to the office hands. This I shall do. They want me to speak in the tabernacle at 2:30 p.m. Oh, how I long for strength. The trouble with me has been my head, inability to think or use it in any way. After speaking twice last night, I think I must have been in the line of my duty, for my head feels more natural than it has been. I long to see the church aroused to do their God-given work. It seems to me to be a sad thing to have the church so indifferent and listless at this time when we may be expecting increased light. We need true Christian home missionary labor, as in the case of Philip. Nathaniel's case represents a sincere Christian pleading with his Father in heaven for the light to know the truth, for he had grace but less light. He was holding fast what light he did have, holding the truth that he believed unyieldingly. Nathaniel was not satisfied to go groping his way in darkness. He wanted clearer light, and the Lord did not leave him in darkness. Oh, that our people may be earnest seekers for the truth. Give my love to the dear children. Jesus loves them, and He blesses them, and may His blessing make them more and more lovable, beautiful in character like Jesus. Love to each member of the family, and to Brother Olson and wife, Brother Matson, and all my friends. Mother. Would it not be well for Reba to go to a better climate than she will find at Battle Creek? Had she not better go at once to the health retreat? Sister Ings is there. Mary is there to give her treatment, and the climate will be so much better. Consider this. W.C. White thought at first she had better come here, but I fear the effect of this climate. I would get away from it if I could, but I seem to be fastened here just now. Mother. Much love to Sister Kelsey, Reba, and Mary. Remember me to all the dear ones, especially Brother Olson and wife, and Brother Matson.